This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side once again. Thank you for joining us. I am Pharmacist Ben. This is your common sense show about health and nutrition and more. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you want to share how you're dealing with or any of your ideas about what's going on in this corona crazy world that we are all living in. Today I was reading, oh my God, this guy, I don't even want to mention his name, is going to go before Congress and warn of needless suffering and death if the U.S. reopens too soon. Are you kidding me? And this is, by the way, this was put in the newspaper before the testimony, because they want to make sure that we hear this needless suffering and death, this craziness that's being perpetuated by the media, which is why we say don't watch the news. There's nothing new on the news. It's out of control. It's totally out of control. Yet the masses of people still quote statistics that they heard on the news, or still quote medical authorities that they heard on the news, or still quote the modeling that you hear on the news, or still quote the news. It's all the same stuff. I got a letter here from Janine. Janine has been following my stuff for a long time. Hi, Janine, if you're listening. She says, this is, by the way, a Facebook post, not a letter. And by the way, we have a Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. We have posts, and we encourage other people to post good stuff, interesting stuff, and kind of a community page. And then you can also communicate to me if you have questions personally. Janine writes, I don't necessarily want this posted. I would like Ben to clarify the paranoia regarding every surface being contaminated with the virus, coronavirus. Please explain if this is fact or fiction. I want something from a highly reputable source. The insanity drummed up by the media is destroying people with irrational fear and panic. Okay, listen. Viruses are everywhere, people. That's not the problem. People get the virus all the time. People get viruses all the time. I don't even want to call it the virus. The virus, which has never been seen, by the way. The virus, like any virus, is everywhere. We're surrounded with microbes. This is the world we live in. The question is, what are you going to do to make yourself not a vector? What are you going to do to protect yourself? And I don't want to say protect, but to not be a carrier, not be a route of administration. Viruses, microbes, they're out there. Yes, it's going to be on surface areas. They're not going to stay on surfaces that long. Now they want to decontaminate everything. You're going to have cashless money. Cashless society that's long been predicted is on the way because people don't want to touch the money. How the heck are we going to go back? Restaurants are talking about having glass barriers, like putting you in a bubble, a glass bubble. This is I don't even know the word. It's more than lunacy. It is so blatantly manipulative and unfair and unfounded. Unfair and unfounded. Unfair to human to do this to human beings, and it's unfounded on any reputable science anywhere. I'm not saying, by the way, I know anything. I'm just saying there's no evidence for anything. I'm not saying I know anything. I'm not attributing motivation or agenda. That's, you know, I don't want to go there. The fact of the matter is, just the facts. There's no evidence for what we're doing. No scientific evidence. In science, you can't just say, oh, it's a virus. Where's the evidence? There's a virus. Who's seen the virus? Have they tested the virus? You can't just make assertions and then have an entire world, the public policy of the entire planet, just turn on a dime. Just come to a screeching halt. It's absurdity. Absolute absurdity. And needless suffering and death, really? Is that really? Is that what's going to happen? Needless suffering and death? People die all the time. And if there's any needless suffering, it's because of ridiculous medical strategies like sticking ventilators down people's throats when they don't need it. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. I am so excited about our guest at the bottom of the hour. Peter Sage is truly a sage. He is beyond brilliant. I mean, Google him. Just check out his YouTubes. Get his book. Just got some amazing, amazing things to say about it, about how to live life. He's an inspiration. He creates distinctions, like one of his distinctions is motivation versus inspiration, which I absolutely love. And we'll talk about that. And then, and he also has some very interesting takes. And he, you know, he says exactly what I say. Don't watch the news. You don't need to watch the frickin' news. The news is not there for you to be informed. It's there to sell advertising. On the surface, it's there to sell advertising as a business, but underneath, it's there to move populations, to move masses of people, to move masses of people simultaneously. That's what the media does. That's what's going on. We're moving. Masses of people are being moved. The culture is being shaped in real time, and we're in it. The culture is being recrafted in real time. That is what's going on with our own. We're all complicit, by the way. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm saying we are allowing it to happen. So, anyway, Peter Sage will be on the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. Love to hear from you. And if you want to purchase longevity products, I should tell you, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, call 866-735-2470 or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com. So yesterday I was talking about how I was going to go over my top 10 in no particular order except for number one. That is definitely number one. Longevity products, the ultimate niacin. The ultimate niacin is a way to give yourself a high dose of a B vitamin. Whenever you're taking one B vitamin, you always want to make sure you're taking all of them. But when you want one B vitamin, the most medicinal B vitamin, niacin is the most medicinal of the B vitamins. Vitamin B3 is the most therapeutically valuable. In fact, it's so valuable that the body will make it. It's the only vitamin that the body will make under deficiency states. It won't make enough of it, but it'll make some of it. That's how important niacin is, vitamin B3. The ultimate niacin is one of my top 10 favorite longevity products because it exhibits my favorite feature in a nutritional supplement, which is multifunctionality. Actually, multifunctionality with non-toxicity. Some particularly minerals, you don't want to take too much of. No, it's not going to kill you or anything, but minerals are very, very active in very small amounts, especially trace minerals like selenium is the one that comes to mind, zinc also. These trace minerals are active in very tiny amounts, and you can't overdo it. So anyway, ultimate niacin is super, super, super therapeutic for the blood sugar system, lowers blood fats, for people who have acne, hyperpigmentation. Excuse me, it's a stress management. It's a stress management nutrient. Some of you may have heard of NAD and NAD+. There's a multi-level network marketing company. Excuse me. There's a network marketing company that is pushing something called NAD and NAD+. And these are really very important molecules in cells. They help cells make energy. It's really interesting how it happens, but I'm not going to go there. They're basically souped-up versions of niacin. So niacin is the way you build up your own NAD and NAD+. And that's really, that's the best way to drive cell energy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsite.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Peter Sage, the aptly named Peter Sage, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Peter is an inspiration as well as just a practical teacher for having a great life. He covers all kinds of stuff, from how you process information to how you can have how you can make money to how you can survive through adversity, and he has personal experience with that. We're going to talk to Peter Sage at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk to him about his YouTube videos and his TED Talks and also his book. Peter Sage at the bottom of the hour, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I want to continue talking about my one of my top 10 favorite longevity products, the Ultimate Niacin, which is they call it the Ultimate Niacin Plus now. It's basically niacin. It has some herbs in it. Basically, it's 500 milligrams of niacin. The one thing about niacin that you got to be careful of is the niacin flush, which some people find very unpleasant. It's kind of like you're hot and itchy. It's caused by vasodilation. Niacin is vasoactive. And this vasoactivity is actually one of its benefits. It improves blood flow. It improves nutrient delivery. It improves oxygenation and it improves detoxification. It has a blood pressure lowering effect. It's one of the all-time great antihypertensives, nutritional antihypertensives along with magnesium. And it also plays a very important role in helping the body process sugar. If you're diabetic, you want to be using the Ultimate Niacin. I don't think it is part of the healthy blood sugar pack, but it's just as equally important as selenium. Niacin is for blood and for blood fats. And by the way, niacin has been shown to lower cholesterol levels like a statin drug does. It's like a natural statin drug, a natural non-toxic statin drug. Anyone who is considering being on a statin drug, or if your doctor said, oh, you may need a statin drug here, it looks like your cholesterol is a little high, use niacin. Niacin doesn't just lower cholesterol, it completely it strengthens the biochemistry that's involved with sugar processing, and that lowers cholesterol. So it doesn't just work like a drug. Drugs work by like taking a hammer to a cell. Niacin works by improving the way the body handles certain chemical reactions. It's much more subtle. But by improving the way the body handles sugar processing, niacin helps with anything that's associated with sugar, and that includes cholesterol. Yes, cholesterol is associated with sugar. And blood fats. Niacin is also important for the brain. In fact, niacin deficiency causes dementia. In fact, if you have full-blown niacin deficiency, you may suffer from a disease called pellagra. Pellagra is, if you go to medical school, they tell you pellagra is diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. They call it the four Ds of pellagra: diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. Now, these are shortcuts, not literally diarrhea, although that might be part of it. It's digestive issues. And dermatitis doesn't mean exactly skin rashes. It means skin issues. And dementia doesn't mean necessarily full-blown Alzheimer's disease. It means you have cognitive issues. How many people can say they don't have cognitive, as they get older, that they don't have cognitive issues? How many people can say that they have, how many people will tell you that their skin is sensitive and rashy? How many people say that I have just long-standing irritable bowel issues? These are all signs of niacin deficiency. So the Ultimate Niacin is, it's one of my top 10 favorite longevity products. Anyone on a statin drug, anyone who's considering a statin drug or on a statin drug, if you take niacin and you're on a statin drug, you can lower your dose of your statin drug, by the way. Maybe not even need your statin drug. Anyone dealing with cholesterol issues medically, consider using niacin. Diabetics should all consider using niacin. And anyone who's having cognitive issues should consider, especially dementia-type issues, should consider getting on the Ultimate Niacin. All right, Peter Sage coming up in the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the phones and say, get my computer working here. Say good morning to our friend Mary. What's up, Mary? Long time no talk to.
That's what I called, Ben.
You miss me?
You tell us to call and just say hi. So here I am calling.
I like that, Mary, because I feel like I'm. You know how it's kind of weird. You're just talking to a microphone and assume people are out there. I need to know people that I'm. I want to have a dialogue. I want this to be a conversation. So what's going on, Mary? How are you dealing with all this stuff?
Well, I have a field of blackberries that needs to be cleared, and I'm clearing it, so I'm having a great time.
Okay. Are you out in the country?
Because, yeah.
You live out in the country. Okay, cool. So Have you noticed anything with longevity with your business?
No, I haven't.
Nothing. No.
People aren't listening. No, they're just doing exactly every word you said at the beginning of this show was true. That's exactly what people are doing. There's no one in my life that I can even talk to. That
they're all watching the news.
The way I see it.
They're all watching
yes.
the news. They're all getting their information from the news, and they're quoting statistics, what they heard on the news. They're quoting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that great? And
yeah.
You're the crazy one, by the way, Mary. You're the crazy
yeah.
one. That's the way. That's
really
the world.
Comforting.
Yeah, we have
really
to stick together.
To hear what you had to say.
Yeah, we have to stick together, you know, because you know, this is the way I look at it. Okay, it's like a chocolate chip cookie, right? People who are starting to smell rat, or who at least are critically thinking and asking questions, they're like the cookie, or they're like the chocolate chip. Everybody else is like the cookie. You know what I'm saying? You've got people who are critically thinking, who are examining the evidence, looking for evidence, who are really kind of wading through the muck, the information muck that's out there, trying to find nuggets of truth. And then there's everybody else. So the problem is, there's a lot of cookie out there. And if you're a chocolate chip, that's just what you got to deal with. It's mostly cookie. And that's just how you have to live your life, you know, and be kind and loving always and always compassionate, you know, because ultimately many of these people are scared. My mother's scared. My mother won't go out of the house because she's scared. She hasn't gotten, well, she just now started to get out of the house, but for months, and she's in her 80s because she's scared. And that's what gets me is the fear that's being promoted is really having, just the fear alone is having a negative effect. Forget virus, just the fear alone, the psychological impact. I heard somebody quoting a statistic that suicides were up, but I want to know somebody should do some research on what are the psychological impacts of all of this promoting of fear. This promoting of this antivirus craziness that's not scientific, that doesn't make sense from a scientific perspective. Nothing about this is scientific. People, that's the key right there. Nothing about this is scientific. This is a non-scientific event. And if you say a doctor, oh, well, doctors are not scientists necessarily. Some are. But the ones you hear on TV are not necessarily scientists. If you're a scientist, you know this is a non-scientific crisis. This is a created crisis in that sense. Now, whether it's planned or not, I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know. But I can tell you it's non-scientific. And that means it's been concocted. It does not stand up to scientific scrutiny, validation. That's how you do science. You validate, you make a hypothesis and you validate it. It doesn't have that. All right, at Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. Oh, is our number. Actually, forget that. We got Peter Sage coming up bottom of the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some top U.S. health officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying at a Senate hearing on the deadly coronavirus outbreak. Opening the hearing in a remote video conference, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said,
"This hearing is about how we improve our response to this virus and the next pandemic, which we know is coming. What can we learn from this one to be ready for the next?
The Justice Department still considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son already facing murder charges for allegedly stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with Arbery being fatally shot in February. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The U.S. Supreme Court now considering whether President Trump has to turn over his tax records. The first case involving Democratic-led committees in Congress seeking financial records as they want to investigate whether President Trump was not telling the truth before he was president about his financial situation. Speaking during oral arguments this morning, President Trump's lawyer, Patrick Strawbridge, called the subpoenas unprecedented. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioning that President Trump refused to turn over his tax returns, unlike other presidents. The justices are hearing the arguments via teleconference as a way to keep themselves and others from getting the coronavirus. A massive solar energy project near Las Vegas has been given the go-ahead from the federal government. The Interior Department yesterday approved the 690-megawatt Gemini Solar Project, which will be the world's eighth-largest solar power facility. Gemini is expected to generate electricity for 260,000 homes and businesses. The 7,000-acre complex 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas is scheduled to begin producing energy early next year, with final completion expected as soon as early 2022. And Hamilton fans can rejoice. Disney's releasing its recording of the hit Broadway musical this summer, 1 year earlier than planned. Hamilton will be out exclusively on Disney Plus starting on the 3rd of July. We're online all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all of the longevity products. We've got news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good health information. And then also our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, all created in my compounding pharmacy for wounds, because healing wounds is the same as beauty. Healing wounds is the same mechanism as beauty, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Health is beauty, as I like to say. All right. I am super, super excited to have our next guest on. Peter Sage is a, I don't even know what to call him, but he's an amazing teacher and a master explainer of and motivator and inspirer, and he's got all these, he's loaded with pearls and nuggets of wisdom. I've been following his work now for about 6 or 8 months. YouTube videos, and I'm currently reading his book, and there's just so much to talk to Peter Sage about. He's inspirational. He's motivational. Please welcome to the bright side, Peter Sage. Hey, Peter, such an honor to talk to you.
Ben, it's an absolute pleasure to be here, and I hope to see if we can add some value to your audience.
Do you know what? You hit the nail on the head. I was going to talk to you. That's the first thing I was going to ask you about. You have a story in your book. You talk about entering into prison, a really nasty prison, as it turns out, for a civil violation kind of thing that you did, which I'd love to talk to you more about. But the first thing you did when you went to prison was you said, in this book you talk about this, how can I add value? What can I do to make this? That is the coolest thing that you did that when you first entered into prison. Because if you can do that when you enter into prison, imagine we should be able to do that in our life. Everywhere we go, we should be able to say, how can I add value? How would that change our world? How would that change our perspectives? How would that change the way we live our lives if the first thing we thought of when we entered into a situation was, how can I add value?
Well, I think that there's two angles to this. One is the general context of understanding challenges, and the other is more the financial concepts of understanding what money is. So let me address the first one for a second. See, I think one of the greatest days in a human being's life on their journey of emotional maturity is the day that they finally realize that life is not a comfort-centric experience, but it's a growth-centric experience.
Wow.
And, if we look at nature, everything in nature grows and contributes, or it's taken out of the food chain. That's the two laws of nature. That's not me saying that. That's look out of your window. And so if we want to be in line with what the spirit, the harmony of why we're here is, in which case things tend to line up a little better in our favor, then wouldn't it make sense to go to nature to look for the answers? And so growth comes through challenge. We know that. Go to the gym, and we understand that there is a rule set that means if you push the body past its pre-programmed limits, or the limits that it can take, then it is designed to return with a better version of itself. And we're all familiar with that. So when it comes to our own journey, if we understand that moment by moment, if I know that I'm in the gym and I'm an athlete, I have a very different attitude towards my workouts than if I didn't know I was in the gym and wondered why this personal trainer is trying to make me throw up on a treadmill.
Athletically. Live with the same kind of the same kind of drive that an athlete has to be a high performer. Be a high performer of life. Be an athlete of life, essentially.
Absolutely, but that doesn't mean to go out and push hard physically all the time. I mean, for example, if you've got a stay-at-home mom that was listening to this, she has as much weight on the bar in the workouts of trying to manage the kids as somebody else does trying to run their own business or startup.
Is it more about? I'm sorry. Is it more about comfort zone? You have this. You just said something so amazing to me. You said comfort centric versus growth centric. So then I'm thinking, are those opposites? Those could very well be opposites. Like what encourages comfort discourages growth.
Correct. And here's the challenge. See, we have a physiology, a nervous system that is wired for comfort.
That's right.
And that is exceptionally useful when it comes to standing too close to a fire or sitting on a sharp rock or an ant's nest. Then, that's great feedback. But our soul is wired for growth. And it's managing the dance between those two, which is really the key to living a fulfilling life.
Is that a primal distinction, like soul versus flesh, or the spirit versus the flesh? Because you said something, So you said something very interesting to me on one of your YouTubes, and your YouTubes are so fantastic. I encourage everybody to listen. Just, they're just a wealth of information. But you made a very interesting distinction, I thought, and it was inspiration versus motivation. Like motivation is short term. But inspiration is when you live for something bigger, and a lot of what you're talking about is very spiritual. It's very, I mean, I don't want to label it as Christian, but it seems it's in line with a lot of Christian theology. Even though you don't go anywhere near that stuff, but it's kind of the same idea, isn't it? Living your life for something bigger, being inspired.
100%. Yeah, and people need to understand, and as we all do, there is an inner world and there's an outer world.
Uh huh.
Yeah, the outer world is the three dimensional reality, the physical reality that we perceive that we live in, made up of matter. And then there is the inner world. And this is where people get confused, because if you're a materialist, where you're just basically thinking that Newton's laws are all there is, you immediately discount the real richness of life. Yeah, there's no formula or equation on a spreadsheet that for love or unconditional love. Mm-hmm. Now, what makes life rich is the experience, because guess what? The only thing we can actually do in life, Ben, is experience.
That's right. Yeah, that's nothing else.
There's nothing else but experience. Everything else is noise and commentary.
Yeah, that's right. Shouldn't we be deconstructing so we can start to work with that? Because that's where you get the most leverage, at the level of experience. Everything else is just kind of superficial on top of that.
And there's our experience, and there's learning from the experience of others. But generally speaking, we're here and we have free will to make choices. And just like being in school, the purpose of school is not to be happy. We know that. Right? It doesn't mean to say you can't be happy in school,
right,
but it's not.
That's not the purpose.
You get to make choices in school.
Yeah.
You can choose to show up, study, apply yourself, and that'll give you a different outcome than if you choose to skip school, play truant, or hooky, get drunk, and not show up for exams. Right? They're two different paths. The environment is the environment. The school is the school, irrespective of your choice on how you interact with it. Now, take that as a concept, and now apply it to life. You see, if we're here in Earth school, our job essentially is to grow up. Yeah, when I mean grow up, I don't mean physically. We don't get
spiritually mature. Spiritually mature.
Yeah. Emotionally, spiritually mature. And that's a choice. And as you know, and I'm sure many people listening know, that there's a lot of emotional teenagers running around in very adult bodies right now.
Yeah. But you also say something very interesting in your book. You say, theory does not cover the price of admission to the higher levels of growth or conscious awareness. Right? So it's more than just theory. It's more than just school in terms of theory. You actually have to participate. You can't just read about it. You actually have to get fired. Or you have to go through death.
Look, we're all in.
What's that?
It's a practical exam.
Practical exam. All right, hang on, Peter. We got to take a commercial break. We're talking to Peter Sage, author and motivational speaker and brilliant, brilliant man. His book is The Inside Track, an inspirational guide to conquering adversity. We'll continue our discussion with Peter Sage on The Bright Side right after this.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side, talking to Peter Sage, inspirational speaker. I said motivational speaker, but inspirational speaker. I like that better. And you have a very interesting way of describing that distinction. Can you share that with our audience? Motivation versus inspiration, Peter.
Yes, no, thank you. We all have the ability to use willpower. And willpower is very useful. It's like a sport button in a car. You know, when you need to overtake something, then, yeah, you press the button and you go. You know, if you need to get up early one day to go meet somebody or catch a flight, whatever, and you're not feeling that, then willpower is good. But it is a very poor long-term strategy because it's never on demand. It always, you know, runs out before your long-term behaviors, you know, will run out. So motivation is great. I can have all the motivation to hold on to a branch over a cliff, but if you come back in 3 days, I'm not there. Right? So right. Inspiration is different. Inspiration is what I call the nuclear fission of the human soul. Inspiration is where you're powered from within. You're not needing to talk yourself into getting something done and trying to create either a big carrot or a big stick in order to motivate yourself to do it internally. No, inspiration is where work becomes effortless. It's where you're, you know, what would normally make you think, oh, I can't do it, you don't have that conversation. And it almost always has its genesis in doing something bigger than you, doing something that adds value to more people, doing something that expresses a passion that helps others or puts a smile on somebody else's face or leaves a message that transcends who you are. And that's the difference that I find between motivating yourself to have to go to work versus bouncing out of bed in the morning because you're so excited to be able to get done what it is you want to get done for a different reason.
Do you think there's that nature encourages that because that's how you get the best work done, that your most work done? So it makes it pleasurable almost to, when you contribute, it makes it pleasurable to work. It's like it's in nature's interest to have the individuals do that, correct? It's like an evolutionary thing.
Yes, and if we go to evolution, we see the answer. You know, we look at, you know, 400 million years of fossil records, they tell a story. And that story is that life is consistently evolving into ever more higher levels of complexity. Mm-hmm. If you take an amoeba, versus a human body of 50 trillion cells, mm-hmm. two very different organisms. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you take 50 trillion amoebas, the individual, and you put one food source there, you've got war, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, whereas if you take 50 trillion cells in the human body and one food source, you don't have war, you have harmony. You don't see the liver and the spleen ganging up against the kidneys and the lungs to try to get more hemoglobin up, right? So what we learn through looking at evolution through that lens is that the key to evolving life on this planet is one word, cooperation.
Yeah.
Now, if we take that at a bigger scale of society, what are we being rewarded by? We're rewarded for becoming more cooperative and less competitive. And we're seeing that now with the issues that competition has created on the planet, whereas now we need to cooperate in order to be able to deal with them. And so it's just part of the growth. It's part of the journey. But if you want to be inspired, it's usually because you're looking for something that cooperates with other people rather mm-hmm. than coming from a place of what can I get, which will always it can be motivating short term, but we've all known the people that, this is the classic case then, that they work most of their life saying, right, I'm going to sacrifice my health, sacrifice my relationship, sacrifice career so that hopefully I can, relationship with my kids, so hopefully I can get one day earn enough money to pay for my divorce, to hire a decent personal trainer to get my health back, and buy my kids loads of stuff so they love me again. Right?
That's
the game most people are playing.
And that's
when they realize there is a massive difference between a life-chasing success and a life-chasing fulfillment.
It's like that old story about the guy who goes, he does all this stuff just to be happy, and he talks to a guy who's just fishing, and he says, what are you doing all this stuff for? He says, to be happy. He says, why don't you just be happy? At the end, we do all these things to get happy when we can just be happy, which is leads me to my next question is, you have another very, very cool distinction about events versus is. Like the connection between events and is very important to examine if you want to have an effective life. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Correct, yeah. And one has to understand that, remember what I said earlier, life is a subjective experience. The only thing mm-hmm. you can do in life is experience. Yeah, we take in data from two streams, the physical sense data and then the mental chatter data. And that combines into giving us meaning to experience through consciousness. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to understanding that in the outer world, an event is just an event. And only when we label it do we give it meaning. Hence, two men sat behind prison bars, one saw mud, the other saw stars. And to use a controversial situation, even in the U.S., if you have something like 9/11, what happened? Well, what actually happened was planes flew into a building. That's it. That's the event. Now, depending on what side of the fence you're on, you would label that either an act mm-hmm. of terrorism or mm-hmm. an act of heroism.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody brings their own agenda to the table at mm-hmm. that point. Now, if you see a lion on the savannah and it eats a baby zebra, guess what? What happened? Well, a lion ate a zebra. Now, that, depending if you're the mother of the baby zebra, that's a bad day. If you're the lioness whose cubs are going to starve that night if you don't make mm-hmm. a kill, it's a good mm-hmm. day. So learning how to understand that an event is just an event, and then we choose the meaning mm-hmm. based upon our own model of the world, allows us not to get sucked into the drama a lot of the time that usually is an automated narrative.
Okay, so you said something so powerful just now. You said our model of the world. So what we want to do is we want to consciously craft a model that serves us rather than accept a model that's been given to us. Is that accurate?
Einstein said that the most powerful question a person can answer in their lifetime is whether they live in a friendly or a hostile universe.
Right.
And the genius in that is simple, because if you think that you're a Darwinian, survival of the fittest, out there is separate from me, and therefore everything in the universe with teeth is trying to eat me, you're going to look at life through a fear-based lens. You're going to be very self-protective, very egocentric, and that's one way of living. Or you can say, you know, like me, I believe I'm involved in a, I'm an inverse paranoid. You know, I believe I'm involved in a, or the universe is involved in a giant hidden conspiracy to make me happy and successful.
Pronoia.
Now,
it's
for me,
they call pronoia. Have you ever heard that term? Pronoia.
Pronoia. There you go.
Yeah.
I like that term. But yeah, but from that perspective, yeah, I look at life. I live in a friendly universe. Therefore, everything's for my benefit.
Yeah.
Again, go back to the gym. If you don't know that the personal trainer's there to help you get the gold medal, you're going to be hiding behind the weight stack trying to avoid him.
That is power.
Whereas if you know you're there to get the, you know, the Olympic gold, and if you're not throwing up in 20 minutes, you want your money back.
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, frame it. Excuse me. Frame it the way you need, the way that serves you the best. It's a framing issue.
You're going to have a model of the world. Everybody has a model of the world, right? Why not choose one that empowers you rather than disempower you? Because
that's
that
awesome.
Is a choice.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
And people can say, well, you know, I'm just on autopilot. But let me explain a couple of things in terms of why things are different. See, we all have five senses that process incoming information into the body. Right? We all have the same five senses. Taste, touch, sight, sound, smell. Right?
Right.
Now, but how many of us all like the same food?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
How many of us
like
the same favorite color?
Right.
Or the same
That's
sense
right.
of smell, which is
That's
like some
right.
different perfumes and aftertaste.
How do we use those senses?
How many of us like the same music?
Yeah.
So we have variables,
yeah.
and that doesn't even take into account, you know, cultural upbringing, significant emotional events, family and parental influences, the environmental condition. So my point being here then is that two people can stand side by side, experience the same event in the outer world, breathing the same air in the same moment of time, use the same equipment to process that event, and come up with an entirely different conclusion as to what it means.
Entirely different universe. They live in a completely different reality, a totally different planet.
Correct.
And the trick is to somehow communicate in a language, separate languages, somehow communicate who you are. Peter, that was awesome. That was totally, totally awesome. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. The book is The Inside Track, an inspirational guide to conquering adversity. Just Google Peter Sage. He's absolutely awesome. Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it. Have a great day, man.
My pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
Be good. All right, so that was, now you know why I'm blown away by that guy. Get his book, The Inside Track. Check out his YouTube videos, Peter Sage, S-A-G-E. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.